says will make the great
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish, and we're going to be talking about, well, I'm sure in one way or another, what's going on over in Israel. But Barry, go ahead, pick up the story. What are we going to be talking about?
Well, you know, this week, every week is a little different. Let's do this week.
All right, ready? All right, fine. Well, we certainly see that everything points to the fact that Israel is preparing for war, Syria is preparing for war, Lebanon is preparing for war, Iran is preparing for war, and most Americans go along blissfully as if there's no problem in the world, other than, of course, the financial problem or who's going to win the NBA. But go ahead.
Probably San Antonio.
Okay.
We've got a story, and it's actually a big story. A lot of people have made it a big story. Alternative people, the Rudd Report. It works that a member of Israel's cabinet, Benjamin Ben Eliyahu, who is the infrastructure minister, in other words, he's responsible for sewage and roads. You wouldn't think that was a high post, but he was previously defense minister. He threatened Iran with a nuclear war. Now, he didn't use the word nuclear. He said, we will use our weapons to make sure your country no longer exists. And, you know, what else is it? And he made that threat that if Iran bombs Israel, Israel will make sure that Iran is wiped off the map. And that's coming from an Israeli cabinet minister. This was only, like, what, 3 days ago? And I felt compelled to go looking what caused this incredibly desperate threat coming from the Israeli cabinet. And by the way, Israel has a policy never to admit it has nuclear weapons. This is an old policy. The only person who sort of broke it was Menachem Begin, when he hinted that you don't know the weapons we have, you don't know the destruction we can cause, and everyone pretty well knew he was talking about nukes. And he was worldwide, he was crucified for that statement. But Ben Eliezer made that statement, and I went looking to see why an Israeli cabinet minister would crack, really. I mean, and bring out the old Samson option. First time I've heard that brought out in a couple of decades. And it turns out he's got a very good reason for making that threat. I found a leak to a member of the Knesset named Yuval Steinmetz of the Likud, who was complaining vocally that Israel is not ready for a nuclear war, and not to mention chemical and biological, but he mentioned nuclear. He said the situation in Israel has not been so dire in at least 20 years. And what he said, or what he leaked, this wasn't quoted to him. He must have said, this is off the record, It didn't come from my mouth. There was a cabinet meeting where security officials warned that Iran will bomb Israel with missiles, with dirty warheads, and they're going to hit the home front, because that's their strategy. I'm going to repeat that. The Israeli security officials warned the cabinet that Iran is going to shoot missiles with dirty warheads on the home front.
Hold that off there, Barry. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Barry Shamus, right here at Genesis.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and Sydney, I guess, is Barry Shamish, and we're talking about the possibility, a very real possibility, growing possibility of war in the Middle East. We know that the federal government, the Navy, is moving in at least one or perhaps even two new war groups, so we'll probably have close to 3 carrier groups adjacent to Iran. And of course, everything is ready for the attack on Iran. We just have to have some sort of justification for it. Now, whether it'll come before the election, heaven only knows. But the idea that, you know, Iran might use a dirty nuke on Israel and then Israel would retaliate with nuclear weapons, what we are doing is opening Pandora's box. I mean, what we are doing certainly, you know, is letting the genie out of the bottle. And once the genie gets out of the bottle, well, it's sort of like the toothpaste getting out of the tube. You have a hard time getting it back in again. There's no way to do it. And once we start a nuclear war, heaven only knows where it's going to be. And whether it's Israel or whether it's the United States, we've already established the concept of preemptive war is perfectly agreeable. Anybody we think may want to attack us, we have a perfect right to attack them first. The United States has established the concept of preemptive war, and then, of course, if we get into a nuclear war, imagine the implications. A preemptive nuclear strike on the United States, or perhaps Israel in the future. Go ahead, Barry, pick up the story.
All right. Well, actually, toothpaste is quite easy to put back. What you have to do is get a scissors and cut the back of the tube, open it up and put the toothpaste in, then roll the tube up, and you've got the toothpaste back in the tube. A little household hint.
All right.
But let's go back to the real stuff. Well, you've got Israel now threatening, and there's a reason for the threat, but it gets weird. You know, yesterday I sent you a URL of a show I did in Israel a couple of days ago, the Tamar Yonah show, and she mentioned that there would be sirens ringing in Israel and don't be alarmed, and something very weird happened. I said to her, so are they going to, when the sirens go off, do the school kids watch a video of a turtle telling them to duck and run and hide under the desks? And it was sort of a joke because that was the strategy of the Americans in the 50s. But that happened precisely, except the turtle was Ehud Olmert. You want to talk the level of absurdity in Israel. Olmert goes to Ashkelon. He goes to a day school, an elementary school, and he practices a nuclear drill where he hides under the desk. And this is seen in Israel, where there's Olmert with the palms of his hands on his head, hiding under a desk. Now, you can imagine how effective that would be against a nuclear strike. But the Prime Minister of Israel demonstrated what the children of Israel are supposed to do when the next war breaks out. In other words, there's nothing to save the children. If this is the best defense offered by the Prime Minister of the country, Israel's children are simply doomed. And by the way, that action was noted in Israel. And many people think that Olmert is just plain nuts, but he did that. He hid under the desk with the kids in an Ashkelon elementary school. And my goodness gracious, it's reached that point where they're doing nuclear drills, and this is all they have. There's absolutely no mask for chemical, biological, and no shelters for nuclear. There's nowhere to go. Now, in the case of Iran, you're talking not a bomb. A bomb would kill a lot of Arabs, too. Radiation would spread everywhere. It would kill the Arabs of Yafo if you bombed Tel Aviv. With a dirty bomb, well, it lands and it's just filled with radioactive materials, but it pretty well stays in place. You know, every dirty bomb will be a tragedy for about 5,000 people, but you can actually, while the troops are on the front lines, you can make the back lines, the home front, such an unbearable nightmare that the troops will probably, many troops, will go back to their families rather than fight the enemy. This is what Iran is planning. That's the war they're planning. In case it hasn't hit home, Israel expects Iran to bomb the home front with the dirty bombs while the soldiers are trying to protect the country on the front lines. Now, let's talk about the Americans and how they're controlling this. Are we ready for this?
Right.
Arafat's terrorism minister, Zubedi, I believe his name was, gave a long interview where he's very depressed because the PLO can no longer do terrorism like the good old days when Arafat was alive. It was like this nostalgia for the good old days when we killed lots of Jews all by ourselves. But he made himself very pathetic because the Americans, he said, are giving all the orders now. The Americans are training the PLO outright. The 1st Battalion of PLO forces, 620 in number, are currently being trained in Giflic, Jordan, and they take all their orders from Lieutenant General Keith Dayton. They're going to be placed in Jenin when they finish their school. They have to go to Jericho first to learn the latest techniques in first aid and night vision and whatever else the Americans can train them in, ambushes, crowd control, the usual American training that will be just so effective against Jews. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Great equipment, first-line American equipment. General Dayton intends, by the end of this year, to have trained 4 battalions with the latest American techniques, stratagems, and equipment. And the PLO no longer can do their own terror because General Dayton is calling the shots. Now, that doesn't mean that everyone's obeying him. You've got the Al-Aqsa Brigade, which couldn't care less what General Dayton says, and really the Palestinian Authority is not under the control of the PLO anymore. Mahmoud Abbas is a first-class joke. He hasn't got any power outside his doorstep. But nonetheless, America is personally training the Palestinian Authority. Just so you know this, and it's probably a secret in the United States, it's not a secret in Israel.
Well, I think, you know, I think it's really so important that the American people understand that the United States is actually training the Palestinian terrorists, because that's what these people are. I said that followers of Abbas are terrorists, and we're not only training them, we're arming them. If we would do that, would it be any stretch of the imagination to think that we might have financed the Taliban before we attacked them? Is it any stretch of the imagination to think that we, the Pakistanis and the Saudis, might very well have financed Al-Qaeda and certainly their activities before the 9/11 attack? People have to put one and one together, and it comes up with two. We are creating the best enemies money could buy. We are preparing for World War III, and we're arming the Saudis with sophisticated weapons. We're arming the Syrians with sophisticated weapons, meaning the kind of guided missiles. Why would we do something that stupid? Unless, of course, plans are already made for this.
Are you sure about the Syrians?
What? Oh, yeah, we are actually selling. We're selling sophisticated weapons to the Syrians, the United States is. I've got the article on it.
Holy cow. I mean, Syria's on the terrorist list. You're not supposed to go near Syria.
Well, of course it is, but we have been funding. So that the Palestinian people, the Palestinian forces that we're arming are terrorists, too.
And no, they're now on the peace list.
Right.
Hamas are bad guys, but the PLO, I mean, they're following the roadmap. They're trying to make George Bush a peaceful Middle East. At least that's the rhetoric.
Well, none of it makes sense unless you understand
that. No, none of it makes sense unless you want a war, and we're going to get a war. Now, I'm going to go on with the Americans. Ambassador Richard Jones, America's ambassador to Israel, takes a tour of Jerusalem last week, and he was taken to a very crowded Orthodox community. And he was told these people need homes, there's no more room to build, and we have to put up homes in Jerusalem for them. And what Richard Jones said, and this is policy, remember, this is American policy. Make no mistake about it. This is Bush's roadmap. He said the Jews will have to leave. He says that in Jerusalem, this stranger from out of the country who has no ties, no family in the place, he shows up in Jerusalem and tells our people they have to leave. I mean, the gall. I'll tell you, there are some countries where he would not have left the city in one piece. But here's his quote. It's so memorable. He says, they will have to move you can't always live close to your family. That's his quote. They're just going to have to go away and not get an apartment four blocks down because we promised that to the Palestinians. They'll have to live somewhere where they're not close to their family. Ambassador Richard Jones of the United States in Jerusalem last week, the damage that America is doing to Israel. When Israel loses this war, don't blame anyone but the United States for this. The United States weakened Israel with its peace.
Hold on.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now.
Are the ancient prophecies being fulfilled? Are we living in the end times? Why do the Muslim nations want to destroy Israel? And why is the United States selling sophisticated military weapons to Saudi Arabia and the other Muslim countries? Why is the incidence of UFO sightings increasing, and why is that important? Well, you'll find the answer to those and many other questions in Lynn Marzulli's exciting book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, because the book discusses the ancient prophecies and the supernatural force that's directing the course of world events today. You can purchase Lynn's book at www.spiraloflife.com. That's spiraloflife.com. And if you read Lynn's book, you'll never look at the world through the same eyes again. Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest is Barry Shamish, and he's telling us how the Americans are training the Palestinian terrorists, arming them, the followers of Abbas. They are terrorists. They're just as much terrorists as the other branch of the Palestinians there. So, I mean, why are we... this. It doesn't make any sense unless preparations are being made for the coming war, just exactly as something we pointed out time and time again, that American corporations and American banks and American oil companies were doing everything they could to arm Adolf Hitler both before and during the Second World War, creating the best enemies money could buy. But we can't let the American people know that, or the fact that Japanese tried to surrender and we wouldn't let them surrender during the Second World War. People don't like to believe that. They like to believe in black and white, good guys, bad guys. Unfortunately, there's some very wicked and evil people who are working at the upper echelons of our government now, preparing for the coming war with the Muslim world. So pick up the story there, Barry.
Yeah, it's very, very upsetting. All of this I'm watching from a distance, knowing that, well, my children live in Israel. My nephew, my niece, I mean, it's extremely upsetting just to watch this take place with really not an awful lot to do except kind of vent my spleen on, well, certainly I'm doing that in your show. I mean, look at the Ford Foundation. They gave $20 million to the Paris Center for Peace. That's really the headquarters of the Israeli mafia. And they're getting their money from the Ford Foundation. The American effect on Israel is dastardly, absolutely dastardly. But I'm gonna give one example. Gush Katif, the removing the Jews from Gaza, was not a simple task. But Ariel Sharon, just before the pullout, when appeals were made to him to change his mind, said, there's nothing I can do. The State Department has ordered it, and I can't stop it. He, for once in his life, he told the truth, that it was the State Department's idea to pull out of Gush Katif. Now, I'm going to tell you what the Israeli left said. The Israeli left said about the families that people move all the time. So what? They're going to move to a new apartment. Just like Richard Jones said about the Jews in Jerusalem. So what? They'll find a new apartment somewhere else. The Jews of Gush Katif are living in trailers. They're living with the rats and cockroaches and have received almost no compensation for what were little villas by the seaside traded in for what they call a caravilla, which is a rickety, uninsulated caravan. That's what America's got planned for the Jews of Jerusalem. They're just going to have to move. We don't like them there. Now, I'm going to add something before I go on. I'm going to add this business about the Pope coming to New York on April 18th. The Pope is going to address a Jewish synagogue. Now, the rabbi is Rabbi Arthur Schneer. And I was on, again, this Israeli radio show yesterday, and a caller called in, and he said, did you know that Rabbi Schneer is the head of the appeal of a foundation called the Appeal of Conscience Foundation? He co-chairs it with Madeleine Albright. And I just thanked him very much, because there you have it, the Vatican and the CFR working hand in hand, well, just to choke the Jews out of Israel ultimately. The Pope is going to a rabbi who works with Madeleine Albright, and there's your whole circle of enemies. The Vatican, the CFR, these are the leaders of the movement to destroy Israel. And I'm going to now talk about Gush Katif again. I have two very good friends in Israel, Dr. Gadi Eshel, and especially Dr. Ruth Isakovich, who phone me every week to discuss the situation. Marvelous people, both of them. They wrote a report It was just released this week. I believe it was the Jabotinsky Foundation funded them on training the soldiers to walk into Gush Katif and physically force Jews out of their homes and make them impoverished and push them onto buses with nowhere to go, by the way, hotels for a night. Oh, I hear the music.
You do? We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Samus as we discuss, you know, what's going on over there. And if you're one of those people who believe that Jews control Washington, D.C., they're doing a terrible job because they're, of course, they're really discriminating against Jews. Why would they do it?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two books set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, I guess, with Barry Samus. And if you sense Barry's frustration, you must understand how he feels, because everything the American government is doing is aimed at destroying Israel. They seem to have an agenda which is violently anti-Israeli. Well, before we go on, Barry, would you like to go ahead and get your telephone number out so you can tell people how to get your books, how to get your DVDs, and how to get your website?
Oh, sure. My books are at lulu.com, www.lulu.com. Write my name where it says search in the right-hand corner, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, that's Chamish. But the website, barrychamish.com, will get you there now. We manage that. And I have a new DVD, which, you saw. It's called Taking Back Israel. And they're not, none of the DVDs are at Lulu, so phone me, 904-501-7605. That's 904-501-7605. And I should announce that we're going to meet. We're both at the ConspiracyCon conference in Santa Clara.
I saw that. It's going to be early in June, and I'm looking forward to it. They've got a great lineup, so I might as well put a plug in for the Conspiracy Conference. You remember the dates?
June 7th, I believe.
All
7th
right,
and 8th.
It's a two-day conference, and they've got a great lineup this year. Best lineup I've seen. Jim Tucker's going to be there. Joyce Riley's going to be there. Barry Shamus is going to be there. Great lineup of people. So go right ahead.
Well, I hope that there's going to be an Israel to talk about in June. It's really up in the air right now. This is not the Six-Day War where Israel miraculously defeated five armies. Israel has never been struck by rockets with nuclear, biological, and chemical warheads. It's a horrible, horrible thought. But I'm going to stick with the objective facts, which I've always done that, so we may as well keep on doing that. And we're talking about Ruti Isaacovich and Gadi Eshel. They wrote, they didn't write, they researched the effects on the Gush Katif pullout and how they got soldiers to go against all the morals and ethics that were Israeli. The army is never to be used against Jews. This goes without saying, and they had to change the soldiers. And this a long study, but ultimately they both concluded that there was terrible brainwashing, deliberate psychological brainwashing of the soldiers before the pullouts. And the ultimate conclusion was that this brainwashing made the soldiers mentally unprepared to fight the Lebanon War of July 2005. In other words, Israel stopped being militant. The soldiers were trained not to be militant and to attack their own people. And that made them terrible soldiers in the war they fought 2 years ago. And this survey just came out this week. Isn't everything so uplifting? I'll tell you, try and find a good piece of news. My friend Saki, he lives in Miami, an Israeli, came back from Israel 4 days ago. And he just told me, he said, you don't know what's going on there. He said, every restaurant, there are lineups outside restaurants. Every club, the same thing, lineups every night in restaurants and clubs. Israelis don't care. 8 kids killed in Mirkaza Rav Yeshiva, they don't care. Rockets are coming, they don't care. He says, you're looking at Berlin, 1936. These are the last days of Israel, and people are just spending their money on any incidental they can get their hands on, and they're not talking about how bad the situation really is. If you actually want to know what's going on in Israel, that's what Tzachi told me. Now, I'm going to add one other thing. I'm going to be speaking in Santa Clara about Rabin, mostly because the audience hasn't seen me do this speech. And, you know, this was my best-selling book, and it's just something they've never seen. But what it does tell us is that the government murders. The Israeli government murders Jews. And we've reached the point that the murderer is the president of Israel. The murderer for being Shimon Peres is the president of the country, and he's going to be the last president of the country, it looks like. Now, I'm going to briefly talk about Syria, and something you didn't know, but it's important. It's something I discovered maybe 8 years ago. I work for water magazines. I wrote about dams and reservoirs, and Israel had a very sophisticated water system. And I wrote for these magazines, World Water, whatever. I worked for the JNF, the Jewish National Fund, which controls the water. And through one way or another, I found out that the Jewish National Fund owns 20,000 acres in the Golan Heights. It was bought by the Rothschild, the French Rothschild family, in 1880. It's, the deeds are in the files of the Jewish National Fund. They own a good chunk of the Golan Heights and a little chunk closer to Damascus. And I printed this. I said, we don't have to go to war. We can do a land exchange. We actually have deeds to property in Syria, and these can be used in legitimate negotiations, and there's no need for a war. And this got a lot of play back then. It made the newspapers. Now, I went to the JNF. I worked with their spokesman. He knew me, knew I was a responsible writer, had always helped me. And I said, I'd like to know more about the Rothschild acres in the Golan Heights. For the first time ever, he just told me, close the door. He actually closed the door so no one would hear. And he said, you're absolutely right, and I can't tell you a thing about it. We're not allowed to. It's that simple. I can't talk about it. And that was it. The Israeli government is hiding an extremely important fact that they already own a very significant chunk of the land they're about to go to war over. And it's not mentioned. It's simply not mentioned. I don't know why. Can you tell me why?
No, I really can't. I have no idea.
Well, somebody is telling the Jews not to negotiate legally, actually legally. Now, I'm going to add one other detail about the horrible massacre at Mirkaza Rav. Now, I spoke about that at length, and apparently this radio show was shocking to the hostess, who was saying these are terrible things, and I don't know if you're right. And I said, I'm telling you, it was a government operation. The reason being, once again, is to separate the Jews. The goal of this New World Order and Israel is to make Israel not a people anymore. And I said, they attack religious Zionism. And there was one point that moved her a bit. And it should be mentioned that the Israeli education minister, Yuli Tamir, who was a founder of Peace Now, went to the yeshiva the day after the massacre. She was warned not to. She hates the religious, has banned their books from the Israeli school curriculum, has added just awful, awful so-called histories. My daughter doesn't even know who Moses was. I spoke to her on the phone 2 days ago. She said she's heard of him. I said, what do you mean heard of him? Passover is coming up. We're celebrating the Exodus from Egypt. And she said, I've heard of him. I said to her, do you know who Aaron was? And she says, no. I said, Jethro, Moses, fought nothing. All of this was taken out of the Israeli school system by Yuli Tamir. Tamir showed up at the Mirkaza Rav Yeshiva, where she was literally almost lynched.
Kids
kicked her. They shouted terrible epithets in Hebrew against her. And that evening she went on the TV and said, it's just like the days before the Rabin assassination.
I think it's so important people understand this is where this this massacre was at 8 or 9 students there. This is a school, is a conservative, a Jewish school for the conservative Jews, and this is where they teach the conservative branch of the religion, and this woman goes there. No wonder they wanted to lynch her.
Well, it's more than just conservative. They're the heart, really the headquarters of religious Zionism. They're fighting the battle against Oslo. This is the headquarters of the opposition as far as the government's concerned. And I've done it on your show. Before I did it in Israel, it was a government-sanctioned massacre. But the business about Tamir bringing up Rabin, hit home, because many, many Israelis, perhaps half, now know the whole Rabin assassination was a setup. And with Yuli Tamir saying it's like the days before Rabin, she's absolutely right, but for the wrong reasons. And fewer people believe that Rabin was murdered by Yigal Amir, and what she was saying is, oops, I hear music?
Not yet, you.
Oh, good. What she was saying outright was, we're setting Mirkaza Rav up the way we set up Rabin to die. That's what she was saying. And in my little interview, that little point, I think, hit home. Now, we're going to add one more issue of the frustration of Hamas. And this is very, very hard to explain. There should be more dead. They've shot 7,000 rockets in what, 2 years? That is an enormous number of rockets. Now, most of these are not rockets that are that deadly. But they, if you're close enough, they'll kill you. They're the Qassams. But there have been altogether, out of 7,000 rockets, only. It's still a tragedy, 18 dead. And they can't believe it. They figure the numbers should be in the thousands already. And the Hamas issued a major claim, again, about a week, 10 days ago, that the Israelis are hiding their dead. That, in fact, they're taking their dead and claiming they're dying in traffic accidents, so we don't get the credit for killing them with our rockets. This came from Hamas.
Well, it sounds like the Hamas rockets are really not that effective.
They're very scary. But they don't... Again, they're firecrackers. It's a pipe filled with gasoline and nuts and bolts, and with lands it makes a terrible explosion, but it doesn't have the effect of a Katyusha. Remember, the war coming up involves Syria and it involves Iran, and Hezbollah doesn't have Qassams. They have Grads, they have Katyushas, and they have Scuds. And these cause an immense amount of damage when they score a hit. And they have them in the numbers. Right now, the estimate is 80,000 missiles will hit Israel. The amount of damage, no matter what Hamas says, there should have been more dead. When those things land on Tel Aviv, people are going to be dead.
Well, I just hope and pray that God is going to intervene or at least help prevent mass casualties, but certainly everything would suggest that when the war comes, there are going to be a tremendous number of Israelis are going to die. At least by man's standards, it's just going to be, well, all we can do is look forward to it, Barry, and watch and see what happens. You and I are helpless other than the fact that we at least have a voice, and this program is being heard certainly all over the country and indeed in some places all over the world.
Well, I'm grateful for that. How much time do we have?
Well, we've got about 4 minutes, about 3 minutes.
All right. We'll make this simple and easy. What's coming up in Israel, America is going to get their way. America, you may talk about three aircraft carriers in the Persian Gulf. That's not going to help Israel. Israel cannot, no matter what Benjamin Ben Eliyahu says, Israel cannot nuke the enemy. What are you going to do, nuke Gaza? Nuke southern Lebanon? If you nuke Gaza and you nuke southern Lebanon, you're nuking yourself. There is no atomic option. Now, the only threat that Ben Eliyahu was speaking about was Iran. That if Iran sends the dirty bombs, Iran will be rubble. Okay? Take away Iran, and Israel is still in massive trouble, with or without the dirty bombs. Now, I'm going to make a horrible suggestion. Iran doesn't have to send any sort of missile to Israel. All they have to do is transfer the dirty bombs to Syria and Hezbollah, and I can almost say that I assure you they already have. We've got ourselves a potential. It's not a nuclear war in the on-the-beach scenario. You're not going to have nuclear explosions, but you're going to have an Israel with radiation in the neighborhoods, in the elementary school courtyard, wherever the rocket lands. You're going to have nuclear fallout within the cities of Israel. That is what why there's a drill going on all week in Israel. They're drilling for a nuclear war. And if you read the headlines that this hospital is having an exercise that if a chemical warhead hits the hospital, what do we do? They're taking the worst case scenarios, and they're also taking the awful scenario that there are thousands upon thousands of victims and no more rooms in hospitals. And now the big one, they're also preparing for mass graves. This little exercise in Israel going on all week long is for the worst possible scenario. And if you look at that worst possible scenario, Israel doesn't just lose, it gets killed.
Well, of course, my concern is biological and chemical warfare as well, because I'm sure that Syria has biological and chemical warheads on many of their missiles. Our guest has been Barry Shamish, and Barry will be with us again, you know, again this week. And
tomorrow morning at 10.
God bless. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, all.
Bye-bye. All right, fine. Well, I hope you enjoy Barry. I mean, certainly he feels very deeply. He's an Israeli patriot who, you know, certainly sees that his country faces destruction. But I'm concerned that our country faces destruction, too, because, we've rejected God.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, 1 in 2 men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called Beta Prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try Beta Prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking Beta Prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Call now.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course, this is the time I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there and you're listening to us, we do hope that many of you give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and that's how we're able to be on almost 60 outlets every single week. Some of them are just on for 30 minutes a week, but at least we're getting the message out across America. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes, you'll get our newsletter. But more than that, you're going to be helping us do what we do. And I want to remind you, we are not tax deductible. We're not 501c3, because we want to be able to tell you the truth. And then, of course, we certainly want to suggest that this is a time you should be preparing for the difficult times that lie ahead. If there were to be an attack on America, what would you do? Would you get in your car and drive someplace? Where would you drive? I mean, certainly the roads would be crowded. You wouldn't be able to get hardly any place before you ran out of gasoline. What you need to do is get the video we have. It's called Sheltering in Place. It's quite well done. It's a DVD. But it gives you the ideas and the things you want to think about now, before, of course, the emergency comes. And then we have a four-tape set on civil defense. And then, of course, we have a book called Making the Best of Basics. We have another one called Nuclear War Survival Skills. It was put out by the government some years ago, and, of course, they don't put that anymore because they really don't want you to survive. They're making all sorts of preparations for the elite and for the high people, the wealthy, but not for the common people. So you're going to have to start thinking about how you're going to look after yourself. Have you laid in a good supply of food and water and the things that you're going to need as far as your health are concerned? Well, if you don't have an emergency food catalog, why, we'd be glad to send you one if you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you have an emergency food catalog, don't put it off, because the prices are going up. Many of the things are getting increasingly hard to get. You're not aware of it now, but shortages are developing all throughout the world. So, I mean, if you're seriously thinking about doing anything at this time, why, go ahead and make your preparations and give us a call. If you need a catalog, we'll send you one. If you have a catalog, start laying in your supplies. If you need barrels to put your water in, or pumps to get the water out of the barrels, do you have a water filter system like the Berkeys? We actually carry the Berkey systems, big Berkey, Berkey Light, and you may even want to get an extra set of your filters just to have them on hand. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will want to get the health products. We actually have a health product catalog, and there are lots of things there, something called Alibiotic. It's got their little pills. I take them not infrequently whenever I'm going out in public or going to be speaking and traveling by plane. And they have oil of oregano in them, and they have elderberry, and they have echinacea, and they've got three or four other things. They've got garlic, maybe not echinacea, but they've got about five things in them to boost your immune system. And that, and you need good high doses of vitamin D, and that really helps not only really helps to cut off infections. And there's some people even thinks it may even help as far as presenting cancer is concerned. This is the sunshine vitamin. You want to get vitamin D3. And that and so many other health products are available from Radio Liberty. That's Alibiotic and large doses of vitamin D. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to get a catalog. If you'd